We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
102.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Well, I should say DZ. Allie's a little under the weather. It's okay. We're going to hold it down. Like I said, listen, we're getting started for the morning. Still settling in. Start to the week. You might have had a long weekend. I know I did, boy. Let me just tell you real quick, a recap, if you will, before we get into this question of the day to start your morning. All right, so recap. Where do I start? Weekend, good. Bucks game, great. Amazing win. Energy on point. We got another one tomorrow. It's going to be lit at Fiserv Forum. But on the home front, Pupkaso strikes again. And I don't even know if I'm ready to talk about it on air yet, just because we're still a little upset, man. This man is just on a roll in his own mode. And wow, that's all I got to say. But let's get started. Like I said, got to get them jitters out to start the Monday morning. So let's get into the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. So kind of figuring for a Monday morning, get your brains woke up with something light, but also heavy at the same time. It's like a 50-50, if you will, at least the way I'm thinking of it. Because today's question of the day with Allie and DZ is, do you like your age? Plain and simple, just like that. Do you like your age? I, for one, I'm gonna tell you right now, and this isn't me just trying to be negative. I don't like my age. Now, 30. I'm 30 years old. I'm not afraid to admit that. I feel proud of my age. Definitely. I'm not ashamed of the age that I am. But I'll tell you what, man. Being 30, you're at this weird point in your life where you're probably making the most money you've ever made. You're established more and more. You're doing more and more. But you're also broke more and more. Because chances are you got kids. And my chance is that I've got two. Me and my wife have two of them. So they get expensive. And then you realize your body isn't necessarily reacting like it used to. You're not the athlete you once were. And other things are changing as far as your physicalness and everything going on. And I don't even want to admit it, but I feel like I'm balding a little bit now. And it's just hurting my feelings. So do I like my age? Right now, no, because it's a turning point in my life. And I'm remembering the days of, you know, being younger and not worrying about any of these things, not worrying about finances, not worrying about hair loss, not having to worry about little lives to keep alive. And I love my family. I love my life, but I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about my age and where I'm at. The success that I've achieved only makes you feel like you got to keep going with it even further. Y'all feel me? I'm not trying to go on no rant here, but y'all got to hear me out. I'm not disrespecting the 30s because the dirty 30, it is where it's at, but 30 feels like the new 50 sometimes. And I don't know if you agree, but 30, I don't know. But the question of the day today, do you like your age? I'm wondering what life is going to be in 10 years at 40 and in 20 years at 50, because right now, everything's well, but I'm seeing these changes and going, ooh, is my knee going to feel like this? Is my back going to feel like this? We got to figure something out, big dog. 414-533-1037. That's the question of the morning. KISS question of the morning. Get your brains activated here, going started strong for a Monday. You know, shake the cobwebs off before you get to work and whatnot. 414-533-1037. Y'all know that number. You can call. You can text. We're going to discuss the question of the day next. 414-533-1037. Do you like your age? Be honest. No capping on this show.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. It is the question of the day, and we're discussing, do you like your age? See a text coming in. Got a few that say, I love my age. I like my age. One said, I love my age. All big exclamation points. I'm 40. Don't look like my aunties did at that age. Healthy. My kids are grown because I had them at 21. Good for you. Said they drive me everywhere when we're together. And my husband is fine. We're financially good. There's nothing but good things ahead of us. Okay, so looking like the 40s got some inspiration behind them. You know what I'm saying? We're seeing your text rolling in. Somebody else said, I don't necessarily like my age either. Times are tough. Oh, I'm sorry. But good times will prevail. Okay, I love it. That's what I'm talking about. The discussion is, do you like your age? I don't necessarily care for my age now because so many things are changing. I love the point in life that I've achieved. Don't get me wrong. I love where I'm at. But I also want to see what the future holds. I like seeing what's now, but I want to see what's next. And not that I don't live in the moment, but I want to see my kids more grown because I'm seeing how they're growing now and going, wow, imagine them in 10 years. Now, my body, my aches, my feeling of balding, that's my own thing, okay? That's my own personal quirk. But otherwise, 30s are a weird time. Because you're established, you feel established, but you're also not at a place where you're 100% comfortable always. Now, maybe that doesn't change, but feel free. Keep calling. Keep texting. 414-533-1037. It's the question of the day. We're going to discuss more next after a little Teddy Swims in your life. Do you like your age? Don't lie to yourself and don't lie to me. 414-533-1037. We'll talk next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Today's question is simple. Do you like your age? We see your texts coming in, calls coming in. Now that I've, made sure the lines were clear, my bad job. But let's get to it. You know, we got two regulars on the line that really just hold it down. I just don't know who to start with first. You know what? Flip the coin, ladies first, always, and a firecracker she is, and she's different, no different than anybody else, Saucy Sandra.
I'm different. Hey there, hey my friends.
Morning, Sauce, how we doing?
It's fantastic day today.
Good. All right, so the question of the morning, the question of the day, if you will, do you like your age, Saucy Sandra?
I sure do.
Okay, now, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, so 38. What do you feel like 38 has brought you, or where you're at in your life? What have you done, or what makes you feel like you love your age?
I am responsible for me, myself, and I. I don't have my parents telling me and trying to control me into doing things that I don't want to do.
Ooh, not everybody 38 can say that.
Right? I'm blessed to be as old as I am.
I feel that.
My little sister passed away at 31. So any day that I get to live older than that, I feel as though is a day that I'm blessed with another day.
See, Saucy, I like that, because definitely having those relatives that unfortunately have passed, that adds to it. And when you're an age close to it, you're like, wow, man, a year away, 2 years away, whatever it is. But
you know, and it's crazy because like when I was younger, I used to be devastated about my age and how old I was before my sister passed away. Mm-hmm. And now since that's happened, I'm like, heck no, I'm in love with my age. I am gorgeous.
Thriving,
I
Saucy.
Look better than I have ever looked.
Saucy, listen, yeah. Let me cap it off for you. You said, I'm thriving. I'm 38 and feeling great. Mic drop.
Yes, exactly.
Appreciate you. We appreciate your call, Saucy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's keep it rolling. Next up, man, another one coming in the clutch. Danny in Oak Creek. Called 5 days in a row, got his own theme song. Morning, Danny.
Morning.
How we doing, big dog?
Oh, fantastic.
All right, talk to me. Do you like your age, man?
Yeah, I am 45. I'm probably in better shape than since I was in my 20s in sports in college.
Ooh, talk that talk.
Life is good. I got that knowledge now.
Yeah.
You know, lessons learned.
Yeah.
You know, financially stable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I agree with Saucy. You know, another blessed day, still alive. you know. And two, I think a lot of people look better when they get older.
Yay, aging like fine wine, man. Yep. Listen, I love it. Y'all are giving me hope. Let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I actually don't think I'm going to make it worse today, because we're resourceful enough to come up with a proper solution for Meg together. Meg hit us up, says she needs 21st birthday ideas, but it's not what you think. Well, it might be what you think, depending on what you think. Let's find out. Says, good morning, Allie and DZ. I turned 21 in 2 months, and I'd like to do something different. I know the obvious answer is to bar hop, but honestly, I'm not really a drinker. And I'm also a pretty introverted person. Now, I do have friends, but we really just hang out, watch movies, get dinner together, etc., etc. She trying to say her and her friends are not boring, but they're not the most wild bunch, if you will. She goes on, I want to try something new and exciting, but I don't know what. I'm feeling like I haven't done enough thrilling things in my life and want to embrace this new chapter head on. Good for you, Meg. Said, I'm turning 21 and I'm trying to get a little crazy without drinking. What can I do out of the ordinary for my 21st birthday? Thanks for your help, Meg. All right, well, let's be honest. She can get creative. She just might have to get creative because it's Wisconsin. Drink responsibly, right? Now, that doesn't mean her friends can't drink if they'd like to drink, but if she's trying to stay sober, you know, let's call it what it is, there's options. There's so many options, especially if she wants to get thrilling on them. I think we can help her out. Let's discuss together. How about that? 414-533-1037. That's the number you can call. You can text. Let's help Meg out. She wants ideas for her 21st birthday. It's a non-drinker's 21st, and she doesn't know what to do. I think we got this covered, y'all. 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls, your texts, your ideas, and discuss next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
You know what? Today I wouldn't even say that Meg has a problem. I say she just needs ideas. She just needs help. She just needs to get a little creative. Now, if you didn't catch it on the front end, Meg turning 21 in a couple months, and she wants to do something new, some adventurous. She's not a drinker. She's, let's call her shy, but wants to try something she's never tried, to embrace this new chapter in her life. I'm seeing your text coming in. A few have said escape rooms. A couple have said skydiving, parachuting. Those are some good ideas. Those are some pretty good ideas. Now, I personally would say, now, do something that you really have never done. And I'm talking about not go get a tattoo or something, but hear me out. Go backpacking. Try a trail. Live in the outdoors. That's adventure. That's thrilling. That's living. I mean, I sound wild, but go Bear Grylls on them. Live off the land for a week and then come back. It could be a really revelating experience, especially for a non-drinker. You got to test yourself, right? Test your limitations in certain ways. That's what I say, but let's go to the lines. We got somebody that y'all know. Y'all hear her offering often enough. We got Heather in Shorewood. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How we doing? Talk to me.
We're good. I was actually thinking Kenosha, Bristol area. There's a huge zip line course down there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
spent like 3-4 hours. It's so high. My daughter had a blast. I wouldn't go up there. But
hey, some people don't do heights, and you know, maybe conquer a fear. Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. If she's scared of heights or not necessarily adventurous like that, that's a life-changing experience, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so do you remember the name of it by chance? I do not.
Zip bound. Yep.
All right. Perfect. That I like it. Say less, Heather. She says, listen, go ziplining. Test your fears and your limitations that way.
Yep.
All right. Great.
You can have a lot of fun.
Honestly, yeah, I like it. I don't know if I necessarily do it, but I'm also a little scared of heights. But
so am I, which is why I see my feet on the ground.
Me and you might be on the ground watching Meg.
That's what I did.
All right, Heather, we appreciate your call. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
You too. Bye. All right. We're seeing a lot of texts coming in. Somebody said, get a hot air balloon. It would be perfect and fun for boring people. It's amazing. Ooh, the views. The views on that would be dope. Six Flags. I see that. You know, test the thrills if you're thrill seeking. Go crazy. Axe throwing. An escape room. Okay. We're seeing some things coming in. Y'all got some good ideas rolling. Listen, let me see what else we got going. Oh, yeah, more skydiving. Somebody said hit iFly in Rosemont and grab dinner at the Sugar Factory. Man, y'all really want to jump out of an airplane really, really bad. Rage rooms and skydiving. Are you guys okay? Do you need a hug? Let me tell you. It's Kiss FM.
And I see in my hand, one more time I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time for I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Buenos dias. Wepa. It's Ali and DZ. Now, as y'all know, Ali is a little under the weather, so I'm holding the ship down. I said ship, S-H-I-P. But she'll be back. She'll be back. Don't worry about it. She's healing up. We had so much going on over the weekend, man. I think there's too much to cover, but I realized we never talked about one of the very dope things. And it's because I was so distracted by everything we got to do. I mean, we got NF tickets coming up online, 1037kissfm.com. You could win tickets to go see The Idea of You, that new Anne Hathaway movie, a little rom-com. Is going to be at Movie Tavern on May 1st. So you can check that out. Like I said, NF is coming. Those tickets on the way. But dun-dun-dun-dun, the login and listen, Tay in L.A. Or Tay in L.A. No, not LA. Excuse me, too many letters. Tay in UK. Even better, bloke. All over the map. That's my best UK. That's all I got. Get you some fish and chips and see Taylor Swift. Tay in the UK. It's a log in and listen. All you got to do is have the Odyssey app. Every hour you listen, you're going to get entered. Oh, boy. But I can't believe I forgot to tell y'all about the Taylor Swift album release listening party at the Rave. So on Friday night, we were at the Rave, the infamous Milwaukee Rave, for the Tortured Poets Department album release party. It was, man, energy-filled, phenomenal. Shout out to the DJs, Kenny and Pat. They held it down, shut it down. I got to go out there and host. I was out there, you know, pumping the crowd up, doing what I do. You know, doing what I do here and doing what I do at the Bucks. No big deal. I got to do it at the Rave. But one thing that it really brought back was the memories of all of the concerts we used to do there and how amazing just that place is in general. It was the first time I had been back in a while. Y'all might not know this about me, but I worked there for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I soaked my oats inside the Rave, and I thrived there for a little bit in the music scene, working in artist relation, and did a little stage hand and two here and there. But that was some back in the day. That was old DZ, right? And it just flooded back so many memories, seeing some people that I knew, being able to just be back in the building, reminiscing. I mean, just the Rave smelled the same. We could just say that. It was absolutely beautiful. And I don't know. I wouldn't trade the Rave for anything else in the world, man. It's probably the best, in my opinion, the best local music venue that just holds down that such a history that a place like that does. And being there for the Taylor Swift album release party, the Tortured Poets Department was fire. Seeing all the people, the fans, Taylor fans, Kiss fans. I mean, it great pictures, talking, cheering, laughing. The night was absolutely amazing. If you missed it, I'm sorry. And if you were there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But what you don't know what I'm talking about is today's Am I the Jerk? Because boy, oh boy, let me just say this. It's a relationship, and as Ali would say, if she was here, I don't know if this one's going to last, boy. We'll discuss in just a second. Am I the Jerk coming up next? It's about not sharing your location. It's going to get interesting. Kiss FM.
Okay, we opposite jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so today's Am I the Jerk comes from somebody that wants to be kept anonymous, and they want to be called anonymous. So, all right, anonymous. And it's, am I the jerk for not sharing my location with my boyfriend? Here's what she says. Anonymous goes, so I was hanging out with my boyfriend. We've been together for almost a year, and we were recently hanging out at his place when he grabbed my phone off of the table, handed it to me, and said, look at your text for me. I was pretty, very confused and checked my text messages from him to see that he had sent me a Life 360 invite. Now, if you don't know what Life 360 is, that's the app where, you know, friends, family, loved ones can share and track each other's locations with one another, right? And says, he didn't say anything else and just expected me to accept the invite. I thought it was very odd and said it seemed controlling. Yeah, I get what you're saying. My boyfriend looked at me like I was crazy. Am I the jerk for thinking my boyfriend's request, quote unquote, is controlling and refusing to join his Life 360 invite? Thanks, Anonymous. Ooh. And I repeat, ooh. All right, so I don't necessarily think that it's controlling. I see where you're coming from by just the way it was presented, but I'm trying to think of it in a positive way. And y'all know me, I try to remain positive. I'm thinking he wants to share your location with one another so that you guys can realistically just know where each other is, you know, keep tabs, make sure you're safe, not to watch. Right? Unless you feel like there's some trust issues there. You know, I feel like there's some pieces missing as far as why he wants to share the location. It does sound strange for him to just send it, right? Honestly, like just not saying nothing, hey, check your phone. That's the weird part to me, but I wouldn't necessarily call that controlling myself. This could have been handled differently, though. You could have asked, the conversation could have been had. You just straight out refuse. Does that make you the jerk? I don't know. Is this a jerk situation? Probably, but who's the jerk? Anonymous wants to know, is she the jerk for refusing her boyfriend's request to join the tracking Life 360 app? She said it seemed controlling, right? I don't want to answer. I'm going to let y'all go. I see the phone's ringing already. We'll take your calls and your text next. 414-533-1037. Anonymous wants to know, is she the jerk for not sharing her location with her boyfriend? We'll take your calls and your text next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Anonymous hit us up and said, am I the jerk for not sharing my location with my boyfriend? Said they were hanging out, been together for almost a year. He randomly grabbed her phone, handed it to her and said, check your text. And the text was a request to share locations on the Life 360 family tracking app, right? She said that was weird, felt controlling, and was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. And wants to know, is she the jerk for denying the request that he had? I haven't answered. I don't even know if I will. But we're gonna get right to the lines because I feel like we got some fire on here today. You know what? Let's start with Sam. Said she's in Milwaukee on the way to work. Good morning, Sam. How we doing today?
Hey. Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. You know, Allie's a little under the weather, so I'm holding the fort down. So you get to be honorary co-host this morning on Am I the Jerk? So what do you think? Is Anonymous the jerk or not the jerk for denying her boyfriend's request?
I think she is a jerk for a couple reasons.
Oh.
I feel like first,
she could have gotten a little curious and just asked, like, hey, where's this coming from?
Sure.
I think we have some scary stuff in the news going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's very possible that he was like, oh, my God, I want to know where my girl's at, like, at all times, and make sure she's okay.
Yeah.
And if I can't get a hold of her, be able to quickly find out, is she okay? I also think if you've been with a guy for a year, like, what are your intentions in that relationship?
Sure.
To me, it sounds like they might be going next level. And if you're really serious, what are you trying to hide?
Ah, Sam, no, so I like that because, yeah, almost, it's not like it's almost a month, it's almost a year, and not to say a year is a long time together, but that's where you start normally most people taking additional steps and evolving a relationship. You're not wrong.
Yeah, to me it feels a little suspicious, feels a little sus. Like, what are you trying to hide from your guy?
Just a little sus. Oh, okay. Nah, you kick it off. You say, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say I think it is a little bit of a jerk because she didn't do enough asking, investigating, seeing where it came from. She just went, nope, controlling, and then cut it at that instead of asking.
Right. Could be coming from a place of love
right.
and care.
Right. And not necessarily I'm Tarzan, you Jane, but saying, hey, I want to take care of my baby. I want to know where she is. I want her to know where I'm at. And I want to evolve the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like we can see that. And I personally, I know I've been guilty of like accidentally leaving my phone on silent after work or like, you know, not hearing it when it's ringing. And my husband has, like, set off the dinger on my phone. So I'm like, oh.
Ooh, like, oops. My bad. I lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I love it, Sam. You say you're kicking it off. You say jerk. We appreciate your call, okay? We're going to get to these other callers.
All right, good luck, DZ. Hold down the fort. You're doing great.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye. Get to work. Bye, Sam. All right, let's keep it rolling. We kicked it off. Sam said jerk. Now we got another firecracker on the line. It's Mila. Good morning, Mila.
Good morning.
We're going to have to get you the Cruella De Vil theme song music once you finally get this theme song.
Right?
Hey, call five days in a row. You know how to do it. Nah, Mila, but we love you, and you always have an opinion. What do you think, Anonymous? Yeah. Is she or is she not the jerk for denying and not sharing her location with her boyfriend?
She's not the jerk at all.
At all?
Not the jerk at all.
Okay.
So, first and foremost, they've only been dating for a year. If this is not something that they had started from jump, why all of a sudden he needs to know her whereabouts now?
Wait.
That is a little weird and a little controlling.
No, hold on, Mila. I don't want to cut you off.
Because why is he trying to keep tabs on her? Like,
not
if
like
the
that.
Trust was there.
Wouldn't it be weirder if they started tracking each other from jump? I think that'd be weirder than sharing locations
that's
later
something
on.
Something that they were cool with doing.
Sure.
But my thing is, he's not Superman. So him knowing her location doesn't help at all. If something happens, he's going to find out like everybody else later. Him knowing her location doesn't help him and doesn't help her at all.
I mean,
that just helps him know where she is at all times. Why does he need to know that? Sound like he needs to have some kids.
I think the app has certain features that you can at least, you know, help and send alerts and request for assistance if needed, even though you might not be able to get there. You could at least send somebody to help, but I get what you're saying.
That's what a text is for. Text me. If you want to know where I am and what I'm doing, text me because you trusted me all this time. Don't throw an app at me talking about you want to know my location. I'm sitting right next to you.
We're hanging out. I'm with you most of the time. I understand why
she thought that was weird. If he goes, here's your phone, look at your text. I'm with you. Why do you need to know my location?
He gave no explanation.
Weird.
On the flip side, she didn't ask much more, but he also didn't give much explanation by the sounds of it. That's right.
Right, because she knew it was weird, and so did he.
And this is why Mila come up here with the evil laugh, said, nah, Anonymous is not the jerk. You split us up, Mila. Okay, hey, have a great day, fam. We appreciate you.
You too. Love you and hold it down good, DZ.
Got you, fam. Thank you. Love back. Bye. All right, we're split 50-50, so we got a tiebreaker on the line, and I believe Janine is ready for this one. Janine, calling out a cut of hay. Good morning, Janine. How we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You know, like I mentioned, Allie a little throat tickled this morning, but she'll be back. I believe she's on her way soon, so don't worry. worry about it. She'll be back. But until then, honorary co-host and big shoes at that, because you get to be our tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk today. Do you think Anonymous is or isn't the jerk for not sharing her location with her boyfriend of almost a year?
Well, I was so on the fence about this, but the key word for me is share our location.
Mm-mm.
So when it comes to share, like, and I've been in controlling situations before, so my first reaction was not the jerk, but when I heard that word share, it's about, you know, being in a relationship for a year, you have to have some trust, and it's about, like, caring for each other. So I'm like, absolutely, she's a jerk. If she, at this point, you don't have any trust, you don't want to look out for each other. So I say, absolutely, the jerk.
Ooh, you're saying she kind of just shut it down and went, no, you don't need to know where I'm at or what I'm doing if I'm not with. That is an interesting
take. So what's the trust after a year? What are you doing?
Right. Where's the relationship evolving to? I think that's kind of what our first caller, Sam, was kind of touching on. And then, you bring it full circle and go, Mila, haha, evil laugh and all. No, today, no. She is the jerk because she's not taking those steps that are going, this is where I see our relationship going. Whether it felt weird or not, she didn't address it. She didn't investigate further. Yeah. And she's almost the one going, no, you don't need to know, and I'm not investing in you needing to know. The share is the key word for you.
Absolutely. Even if you've been burnt in the past, like, don't bring that stuff into your future now.
Touche. No, you are not wrong, Janine. I love it. You rounded off for us. Today, Anonymous is the jerk.
Yes.
Thanks for your call. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Honestly, y'all worked it out today. Thankfully, I didn't have to answer. Ooh, we see your text coming in. It's pretty 50-50. Yes, the jerk. Not the jerk. Look, you know what? It's worked out. No more to say. We got NF tickets coming up like almost like 15 minutes away. It's Kiss FM.
Happy
103.7 Kiss FM. That was NF Happy, some of his latest right there. A few somebody's actually gonna go home with tickets to go see him when he's at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on May 8th. And we got somebody on the line right now that said they were trying to win some tickets. It's Angela in Brookfield. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You know, trying to give some NF tickets away, but you're kind of blocking my line, so I'm gonna just say what up to you and then get to the winner.
Okay.
The way you just said, okay. No, I'm joking, Angela. Come on. You just said, fine. Let the one ask away. No, you're our winner. You're going to see NF.
Yay. Boom.
Have you seen NF in concert before?
No, I haven't.
Ooh, well, you're going. You got some tickets. Do you know who you're taking with you? That's my next question.
I have a list. I'll see it. Somebody, I'm sure.
Says she's
maybe
got
my boyfriend.
List. Boyfriend might not even be number one on the list. the laugh says it all. Angela, hold on. I got to get a little bit more info from you. But you're winning. You won. You're going to see NF when he's here in May.
Yay. I'm so excited.
That we're excited for you. Hold on, okay? All right, cool. Well, she said, all right, hold. All right, you could win, too. You could be like Angela. Get your list together and win the rest of the week. NF, May 8th, Pfizer Forum. Let's go.
So I don't give a hoot what you do, say, girl, I know. You a little too tame. I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning. Buenos dias. Listen, y'all, I got a quick remind you. Don't forget, you could log in and listen to win a trip to London. Go see Tay in the UK. It's log in and listen. Make sure you download the Odyssey app. Every hour you listen is going to hook you up with another chance to go see her. I mean, could you imagine a whole nother country flying across the pond to see Tay in the UK? I got a terrible London accent, but you don't have to worry about the accent when you're going to see her. That's exciting in itself. But on top of that, you could also win a chance to see the premiere of The Idea of You, the new Anne Hathaway rom-com that's dropping. That's going to be at the Movie Tavern on May 1st. May 1st, you can win that. So much going on. My brain's a little discombobulated because coming up next, I will tell you next. Let me get my thoughts arranged. I don't even know if I should tell you guys about this. All I got to say is Poop Casso strikes again. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, my son Sammy, he's had a tough time recently, and he's been on poopscapades, and he hit another one, y'all. We were so done, and it was at the most inopportune time. Why do kids pick the worst possible times to do the worst possible things? I don't know, but we'll talk and we'll see where it goes next. It's Kiss FM. .7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ, good morning. Buenos dias. Like I was telling y'all, man, our son Sammy, 2.5, almost 3 years old. He's been interesting as of late. Somebody said the terrible twos are one thing, but the threenager stage is something else. And we think he's hitting the threenagers early. We think he's hitting toddler puberty early, and he's entering those threenager stages because I've talked about it on the show before, Ali and DZ, that we've tried to potty train. We've probably tried a handful of times now, like two, three, maybe four times, and it's never worked. He's not necessarily ready for it. He's gone. He's been great at it, but we haven't locked it in, right? And what I mean by that is he's been great. He's done it. It's not consistent. He'll try it, and then now he's in the stage where he really has kind of been refusing. He'll sit on it for a little bit, and then that's about it, right? But one thing he's been doing, he's been getting messy, y'all. If you heard it maybe like a week ago now, we had a Poop Casso incident, and our son Sammy somehow ended up taking a nap but getting fully buck naked and then smearing duties everywhere. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be gross, but y'all, I don't know, man, because now this man is on a roll with it. And this happened at the most inopportune time at that. So let me just paint the picture for you, right? It's Sunday. I am getting ready to go to the Bucks game. If you know, I'm one of the in-game hosts for the Milwaukee Bucks, so I'm there pretty early for rehearsals because we go through the things that we do in the game, live, active, right? So I've got to get ready. And this man decides to, when I'm about to hop in the shower to do my thing to get ready to go in his diaper and just get his hands real nice and dirty. I mean, he played with Play-Doh, and the only thing is it wasn't Play-Doh, y'all. He Poop Casso strikes again because he hit the bathroom wall. He hit the front door, and then my wife just brings him into the bathroom as I'm just ready to shower and goes, "Get your son." Hands covered, disgusting. I'm like, "Papi, son, why do you got to do this? You really need to just start potty training. We got no other option. We got to do this because we can't. Look at your hands. Look at your fingers. Look at your fingernails. Look at the walls. Look at the door. You can't do this to your parents." And these are the memories that he will never remember. But oh boy, are they burned in me and my wife's brains for life. Because that is one of the most disgusting sights. I'm not trying to gross nobody out. Again, I apologize. PSA, not trying to be disgusting today, but I got to share my life, and I pull back the curtain on it. And this boy, our 2.5-year-old Sammy, young samurai, is on a tirade. On a poop raid. Ew. Poop Casso strikes again, y'all. We got to potty train. Moral of the story, we need to absolutely potty train. And we know it's about to be a long, hard road. My parents understand. And if you guys got potty training stories, please lighten my mood. Hold me down as I hold y'all down. 414-533-1037. Let's talk potty training stories, whether it's one of yours, whether it's your kids, whether it's a family member, doesn't matter what it is. 414-533-1037. That is the number. You can call, you can text. Potty stories next. Poop Casso strikes again. (laughs) 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Ali and DZ. And boy, the kids will bring the stories out of you. I tell you what, the lines are funny right now. I don't even know where to start. So we're just gonna jump into it. Let's just go down the line. First up, we got calling from Milwaukee to Mequon on the way to work. It's Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so. Potty training stories. You heard me. Unfortunately, with my kids, I got littles. So our 2.5-year-old is in an interesting mode in his life, and as first time, now second time parents with a baby too. But it's woohoo, Nicole. Just talk to me. You said you got a story. Share it with us. Good morning.
I mean, I've dealt with it with my 4 children, with the painting the walls, the painting the crib, the, you know.
Everything.
You name it, they've done it.
Right.
But I now have grandkids, and it's funny to me now because my kids are going through it, and they send me the pictures and the videos, and all I can do is laugh.
Right. Now, payback.
It's not me that has to deal with it.
Payback. All you get to do is sit back and laugh at it, enjoy it. So when you get the stories, you're like, ooh, that's a time you're never going to forget. Ain't that right, Nicole?
Well, it's funny because, like, you know, growing up, they've always said your kids are going to do to you 10 times worse than you did to your parents. And it's fun
true.
To sit back and, yep.
Nicole sits back, sips coffee, says, karma.
Yeah, but I understand the pain. We do have one that's in the potty training stage right now. And like you said, you know, there's times that he'll go on the toilet. There's times that he won't. We can sit him on the toilet and he will go pee, but refuses to poop.
Yep.
And as soon as you put his diaper back on, he poops.
Yeah. And then goes, hey, did you poop? No.
Yep.
Nope. Sure. Yep. Didn't. What is it with these kids? Yo? That's a whole nother conversation, but hey, as long as we keep trucking along and the stories, they get funnier, the further away and after you clean and when the smell is gone.
Right.
Nicole, I appreciate your call. Have a great day, okay?
Good luck. I hope potty training goes better for you guys.
Thank you. Fingers crossed. Likewise to you and the fam. Have a good one.
Thank you,
too. Bye. Let's keep it going, though. These stories. Let's go. We got April on the line. Good morning, April. Calling in out of Waukesha today. How we doing?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good. All right, talk to me. You got a potty training story with some littles, or is it your
yes.
own?
Yes. Yes, my son. He's 15 now, so if he heard this, he would lose it.
Ooh, call him out. What's his name? No, I'm playing. Point him out.
Yes. So I already had my older one. She was a girl, so it seemed like it was a little bit easier. But my son, my son decided that the world was his toilet.
Mm.
No matter where we were, no matter what we were doing, flower plant or, you know, flower pot.
He went full man mode and was like,
yeah,
like the world
tree,
is my oyster.
A tree outside at the park.
At the park. Public, it don't matter. He didn't care.
It mattered not. The world was his toilet. and I didn't know how to stop it.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing. Like, I, you know, no matter what. No, Marshall, we only. Oh, I said his name.
No. I mean, not Marshall. Arshall.
Arshall. Yeah, there we go. That's what we said. no matter what, he would, you know, Marshall, the toilet is where you're supposed to go potty. And it didn't matter. Oh, my goodness, it mattered not.
So what happened? When did it click? I mean, did it just take time, repetition, age, or did you guys figure out something that had him go, oh?
I think it just clicked, because no matter what we did, no matter what we said, he just didn't care.
Mm.
He
didn't care. And I have heard that, though, April, when you said with your girl, it's usually a little bit easier to potty train girls. I don't know what it is with the boys. I don't know if it's the fact that you can see something and you feel different about it. I don't know, but this little boy is messy on both ends.
I believe it. Yeah. And like the lady before me said, he would not poo in the toilet at all. It was his diaper.
I don't get it.
So
I really don't get it.
Yeah. Good luck. So, good luck with your potty training. I don't miss those years. My youngest is 10. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you're out of it. But listen, you got other problems that I'll get to those too. Don't worry. I'll be back for tips. Don't worry about that.
Oh, I will definitely say it gets harder. It definitely gets harder as they get older.
Thanks for the encouragement, April. Have a good day. Talk to you later. Bye. She said, listen, nah, boo-boo. You think the boo-boo's bad? Just you wait. All right. Let's keep rolling, man. We got so many people on the line. I hope we can get to as many of you. I'm sorry. I don't want to rush y'all, but I want to talk to everybody. Next up, we got Candace in Kenosha. Good morning, Candace. How we doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Okay. Talk to me. You said you got a potty training story.
Yeah, I was potty training three kids at once, and, you know, this is a single mom all at once, you know, 2, 3, and 4. I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
So I bought them the little toddler urinal. By the way, don't do it. I was living in the basement at my dad's house, and I was trying to potty train them. Well, I got them. You want to make sure they're comfortable to actually go first, so you put them on the toilet.
Right, right.
You let them sit so they get used to that feeling, you know, make a big deal. Oh, yay, it's a good thing.
Oh, and yeah, and then make a big stink about it. Oh, my gosh, you did so good.
Yeah, so, you know, what I did was I got, like, a little bowl or a container, and we put one piece of candy for pee, 2 for poop. You let them pick out something, and if you're against candy, you know, you can do other stuff, you know, small toys from Dollar Tree.
Sure, right, right.
Whatever the case, you want to make a huge deal about it. It's the best thing in the world for them. Ooh. They love that encouragement.
Good, good. But, well, I mean, 3 at a time, though, listen, triple salute to you, because it couldn't be me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.